On today's show, Renault-Nissan just surpassed General Motors in global automotive sales, seismic changes in the global supplier industry, and ChargePoint comes up with a solution for EV owners who live in apartments. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 15th of 2015. Well, my, how the automotive world is changing. General Motors used to be the largest automaker in the world, but before this year is over, it may slide down to number five. The consulting company, Focus to Move, reports that in the first 2 months of this year, Renault-Nissan outsold GM. Even more, the Hyundai-Kia group is catching up fast, and it could pass GM before the year is over. Focus to Move also reports that Volkswagen surpassed Toyota to become number one. These numbers only include light vehicles, not heavy trucks or buses. In the automotive business, scale matters, and GM's slide down the global rankings should set off alarm bells inside the company. Too bad GM caved into investor demands to buy back $5 billion in stock. That money could have been spent fighting for global market share. Speaking of seismic moves in the automotive industry, Johnson Controls, or JCI, which used to be the largest interior supplier in the world, is selling 70% of those operations to Chinese company Yanfeng. The new entity, called Yanfeng Automotive Interiors, will now be the largest interior supplier in the world. I know this is kind of complicated to keep track of, but Yanfeng is part of the Huayu Automotive Systems Company, which in itself is the supplier group of the Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation. SAIC, as you're probably aware, is the largest automotive manufacturer in China and builds cars for both Volkswagen and General Motors. Meanwhile, Magna, the giant Canadian supplier, is in talks to sell its interiors business to Grupo Antolin from Spain, and French supplier Forcia just formed a joint venture interiors company with Chinese company Chang'an. Here's my Autoline insight. I think we're on the verge of a historic shift in the auto industry. Sergio Marchionne is talking about doing a mega merger deal. Suppliers are investing, divesting, and consolidating. GM may fall to fifth place. Can you feel it? I just got a gut feel that the dams are about to burst open. Hey, coming up next, we got news about all kinds of things going on with electric cars.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Borg Warner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Sales of EVs are growing fast, but sales are very tiny. And so lately, automakers have started slashing prices. The Chevrolet Spark EV is the latest. The MSRP was just dropped to under $26,000. That's about $1,600 less than before. And if you live in a generous state, which gives out additional EV rebates on top of the federal ones, you can get a Spark EV for under $15,000. And in other GM EV news, Cadillac made some upgrades to the 2016 ELR. Minor changes include a new grille as well as that brand new brand crest. Power and torque were increased by more than 25%. That lowers the 0 to 60 time by 1.5 seconds, and that's a lot. The chassis and steering were retuned for better handling, and the brakes are more responsive thanks to revised hardware and a new system calibration. While some cite the ELR's starting price as a roadblock, the average price paid on TrueCar is nearly $10,000 under its MSRP. So Cadillac is already heavily discounting the car, and it needs to do something because it only sold 92 of them last month, and that's a drop of 38% from the previous month. Charging an electric vehicle at an apartment complex or condo can be downright inconvenient or altogether unavailable. But EV charging network called ChargePoint is looking to change that. The company will give apartment residents a level 2 charging station to put in their parking lot. Property managers will still have to install the wiring and set a price for the electricity usage. Residents will have to pay a one-time activation fee and a monthly subscription fee. But there's no long-term contract or big upfront cost for the charger, and anyone can participate in the program on a month-to-month basis. Coming up next, Hyundai helps create a message that you can read from space. There are a few man-made objects on Earth that can be seen from outer space, and now Hyundai just added another one to the list. To help one little girl send a message to her father, who's an astronaut on the International Space Station, Hyundai used a section of a dry lake bed in Nevada as a blank canvas. The automaker took out 11 models of the Genesis with spike tires to write out, "Steph hearts you," which covered an area more than 1.5 times that of New York Central Park. He got the message, and Hyundai set a new Guinness World Record for largest tire track image ever created. Hey, a quick reminder before we go today. Every Wednesday is Auto Tunes Day. This week's song is a rockin' homage to a 70s auto icon that's pretty much gone, but certainly not forgotten. And if you'd like to check out any of our older choices, just plug in Auto Tunes into the AutoLine search bar and take another test drive or two. Anyway, that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.